Gitten, per Gimel Mishnah Dal. Shloshet Vam Amr Abelazah ben Parto, Lefnei Chachomim. The Chochom that we don't have in other places, but these were three Eduyos that came from him that was said over that this was the Halachim of Kubelas. Vikimu as Dvar of the Chachomim affirmed that this is Halacha Lamaisa, and they would kaveh these things La Halacha. Al Ir Shehikifa Karkoim, this is a Mishnah that we had, or at least the Din, even though we didn't have it in this Nusach, in Meseches Ksubis in the second Perek. A city that's surrounded by foreign troops, and they're coming in to do battle. Karkoim is a siege in Aramis. So you have a goyim that completely surround the town. The halacha is that we should see everybody in the city as a suffix of whether they're alive or not. V'alasvinam terefes bayom, you have a boat that you could see. There were storms and everybody could see the boat. The boat disappeared from view meanwhile, but you could see that the boat was troubled. You could see that it was bobbing about in the water. There was a hurricane. V'alayotze lidoin, there's somebody that the government took out. And they would dan him lemisa. Shehin b'cheskas kayamin, very b'chiddish. These three all are b'sofik, very strong sofik, whether they're dead. Afil ha'ochid ha'loch is there b'cheskas chay. You never know who's pardoned. You never know who's able to hide. You never know which sailors are performing heroics or where there's a nest. B'cheskas kayamin. Avo. Ir shekovsha karkon. It's only when the city is surrounded by the foreign troops that are besieging it. But what happens if it was already captured? Then we already see it as a done situation. Svina she'ovdo bayom, not a svina that was miturefes, that we saw it weaving and bobbing on the ocean, but we saw the ship disappeared. So now it's possible that there were pieces of the boat that came apart. There was somebody, like in the books, some of the sailors or some of the passengers held on to logs and they floated up on a desert. It's possible. It's possible. But you see in front of your eyes the Svinish and Evda. You see the city that was captured and taken over by bloodthirsty soldiers. By Yoytzil Lahorik, not he was Yoytzil Lidoin. He wasn't going out to be put on court-martial. He was already Nidoin and they were already taking him out to kill him. There he's already in the situation. There the halach is that we can't give a cheskes chai because we have the zach bifoneinu. Nois na'alem chumre chayim v'chumre meisim. We have to treat it as a sofik. Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, Bas Kohen, Yisrael, if she's the wife of any of these three people, then the halacha is loy teicha b'truma. Either way, she's b'sofik, if she's a Bas Kohen, but she married Yisrael, if she's married, she's not allowed to eat truma, her husband dies, she goes back, v'shovel b'savir, Bas Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma, whilst she's married, she's allowed to eat truma, the sofik is maybe she's already an almona, and she's not allowed to eat truma. So either way, you have to be makmir. Hamevi get Beretz Yisrael v'cholo. Somebody's maybe get Beretz Yisrael where he doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So really the only thing that needs to be done over here is the Maisa Nesina. There's no Eidus necessary. There's a Maisa Nesina in the Shlichus of the Baal in giving it over. Via the halacha is v'chol, let's say he's tied up in bed. We spoke about this halacha already in the last perek. Harezem shalchoi, he could be shaleachit biyad akhe with another shliach. A shliach, v'losh and chazal, shliach oise shliach. Shliach chiddush. The Baal was memana Reuven for a shliach. Reuven, we see Reuven as being a bal koyach on the gerishin. Reuven could give over that power of attorney. That koyach l'gar should give that over to Shimon. If he's told the Rishon, take this chefetz, not take this chefetz, but rather get a certain chefetz. His wife is holding. He's been holding out on giving a get. His wife has in her possession his valuables. Says to the shliach, give her the get and get back my chafetzim, get back my wallet with $100,000 in it. Lo yishachen biyadach, there the shlichus can be given over to somebody else. Why? She'en ritzoni she'epikdoni biyadach. It's a basic truth that when a person gives over a wallet to somebody to watch it, he doesn't want somebody else. I don't want my money traveling around. So here, he doesn't mind sending to do the ma'aseh gerushin biyadach. It's not against his wishes. This would be the equivalent of the husband saying, I don't want Reuven, the first shlich, to be man another shlich. Avada, you can't do it. Kenege the rots in the mishalech. It's only assumed that the mishalech doesn't mind, and the shlich has the kayach legarish. That's what shlich is. That he can give over to somebody else. But if the mishalech says, I don't want you giving it to somebody else, then bikpeda, he doesn't have that kayach in his original shlich, to be able to be meiser that kayach to somebody else. Having the shliach also be designated and picking up the chafetzim, since the derech klal is that ein ritzayin yishev b'gdoini b'yad acher, that's the same thing as a kpeda on being a shliach on the get.